this little mustache bear. Isn't he adorable? I bought him for Mama, but he's mine now.
He's yours now?
Yeah.
I understood that he was still Mama's, but he's just a part of the family.
Yeah, but I like to have him.
He likes to spend time with one of the other family members.
Because he's been on that shelf for a few years, and then Mama took him off and sat him on my pillow.
Oh,
because she had all the pictures to put up.
Right? Once upon a time, there was a guy.
I want to do zero gravity on this bed.
Once upon a time, there was a guy named Smokey.
Sorry to interrupt again, but Granny needs a bed like that so she can do zero gravity, because she has 7 pillows stacked up when she sleeps like this.
Why does she do that?
Because she claims that it hurts her leg when she's like this. Like, if her head's propped up more.
Mm-hmm.
Once she was sleeping with... You know, in Florida, the pillows are, like, that thick?
Uh-huh.
So, 3 that thick sleeping. Like, how can you lay like that? And she's like, I need to. Like, and I stacked up 3, and I'm like, I can't even get there.
Oh, like, she would probably like it. I think you're right.
All right, Smokey.
Smokey. Smokey was...
Mokey to jokey.
Smokey was a poop smell.
Poop smell.
And he traveled from house to house, from bathroom to bathroom, sneaking in the air vent and smelling up the bathroom. Sometimes he would go in there after a daddy was in the bathroom. And the daddy was just in there brushing his teeth. But then he got blamed for how smelly it was.
Oh, daddy.
And Smokey the poop smell. Thought it was hilarious.
Daddy, but you do smell.
No, he went from house to house, sneaking into the bathroom after daddies had been in there. He's such a jerk. And so... The daddy's in there putting on deodorant and arranging roses. And it smells beautiful when the daddy leaves. And then Smokey the poop smell slides in there.
Daddy, it's you. It's your butt.
Not true.
I don't like it when you're talking.
So dads across the world. We're frustrated with Smokey the poop smell because he was playing a joke on them and making them look bad.
Daddy, so it's you.
They decided, see, that's what he's got you convinced. So they decided to bind together to catch Smokey once and for all and be done with him. So they devised a plan. They prepared the most irresistible situation for Smokey. They said on national TV, they said, the Prime Minister will be entering the bathroom briefly, and then the Queen will be permitted to follow the Prime Minister and go into the bathroom after.
How do you do it so fast? I can't even do it.
And Smokey heard this and said, holy moly, this is amazing. The Prime Minister is going to go into the bathroom. And I guess this is just to check out a really nice bathroom that somebody had designed. So they said, first we would like to show the bathroom to the Prime Minister.
Why would the Prime Minister do that?
Well, because it was a very beautiful bathroom design.
So he would come to ours?
So he came all the way to this place, the Queen and the Prime Minister, to see a bathroom that was so beautifully designed. that they could only unveil it to someone as important as the Prime Minister and the Queen.
You know, there's people more important than that, right?
What's people more important than the Prime Minister and the Queen?
Yeah.
I don't know.
The person who created the world.
Whom is that?
I'm not sure. I'm not. No. Why do people say whom?
Whom?
Yeah, it's who. What?
Technically proper English, when mm-hmm. used in that context, is whom.
I like who better.
Yeah, who is a little less pretentious for sure. Anyways, so poop smell, smoky poop smell was like, oh yeah, when the Prime Minister goes in to look at the bathroom, then he leaves, I'm going to slide right in that vent, and then the Queen's going to go in, and she's going to say, oh, who laid one in here?
I think she's going to say,
hilarious.
Ooh, excuse me, who
put
one down on the platform?
I guess it could be the Queen of France. Sure, why not? Anyways.
Oui, mes amis.
So.
Why'd you tell me to shut it?
But remember, this was just all the men of the world.
All the men of the world?
Gathering together to catch poop smell.
Of the world?
Poop smell, yeah.
No, oh, God.
So they all perpetrated this. Irresistible circumstance. And then, what they did, the Prime Minister went in. And then he went out. And then they turned on the world's most powerful vacuum. So when poop smell slid in the vent like he did, he would be sucked into that vacuum. So he did. They got him. And he was like, what? I'm trapped in this vacuum bag. What the hell, yeah? And they're like, yeah, we've had enough of you, poop smell. We're done with you. And he's like, but it's funny. And they said, no way, we've had a bad rap for too long. Screw you, poop smell.
Daddy.
What?
It's your butt smell.
No, it's poop smell, smoky.
You call him poop smell so much.
Oh, that's just what he is. Smokey, yeah, Smokey. And so they took Smokey all the way to,
India. The edge of the world.
Yeah, and
made it Mars's.
And puffed out the vacuum bag. And he was gone for good. The end.
I'm gonna dye my hair
blue. No, they shot him in space. They should have shot him in space. They shot him in space. The end.
Eight minutes.
Space freaks.
What?
That's what everybody says when the Major Tom goes up there. He goes, oh,
ground space control is the to Major.
It's so stinky up here.